I'd like to speak to the finance committee. We have a little meeting arrangements than we normally do. We have the minutes from May the 7th in the back.
So moved.
Somebody, Reverend Tolbert moved the amendment. Oh, Reverend Rappel moved. Reverend Rappel moved the amendment. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. The first bill we have is House File 3809 by Representative Huntley. Representative Huntley, can you move the bill?
Mr. Chair, I move that House File 3809 be recommended to pass and sent away to me.
Okay, that motion is before us, and then you have an amendment?
I have two amendments. The DE-4 is a delete all, so why don't I move that?
Okay, that'll put the bill in the order that you'd like, so
the next amendment will just finish it off.
Finish it off, okay. So the DE-4 amendment is before us, and that'll put the bill in the form that Representative Huntley would like. Any discussion? Seeing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. And the second amendment?
The A4 amendment is just changing the effective date of one of the subsections. This will be, this second amendment is not in the Senate bill. The delete all was sent to the Senate language, but we've detected a problem with the finances. So by moving it to the effective date, it takes care of that problem.
Okay, so Representative Huntley then moves the A4 amendment. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Representative Huntley on the bill.
Mr. Chair and members, we've already passed this out of the House in a modified form that was in 1812, and then it got in the policy bill in the policy conference committee, and there was some misunderstanding in the conference committee, so I removed that section of the bill because I knew this one was still sitting over here in finance, and this relates to the Office of Legislative Auditor's report that came out in February that looked at the financial management of health care programs, both the health plans and the county-based purchasing. And while he was some good things to say about both of them, he also had some criticisms of both of them. And a lot of the criticism revolved around the fact that it's very difficult to get good information on what the administrative costs were spent on. It was very difficult to get any reporting on quality of outcomes for the clients in this system. And he also had some concern about the financial reserves of the county-based purchasing plan. And so all those things are addressed in this bill. And I don't think there's any opposition. When we heard this in my committee, the commissioner, county commissioner from Olmsted spoke in favor of it. And I have a gentleman here that represents South Country and Prime West that can sort of discuss their feelings about this bill, if you would like.
If there are questions, Representative Houseman.
Are there conflicts between the bill and then? I talked to one of their lobbyists this morning, and she had a concern. But then she got back to me, and there she did not have a concern. And that had to do simply with them starting up on how the language applies to somebody to start, because one of the things in here, they have to develop a reserve account so that they're fiscally solvent. And but that's a stepwise program, and apparently she said they are not concerned anymore.
And Mr. Chair, I think earlier, and I don't know what your amendment is to it, but there was a significant change in
There is a fee, and that's to cover the fact that they will be audited like the health plans. All the health plans have to pay the same fee. So there's no differentiation between the health plans and the county-based surgery.
And I guess
that they have in their program. Well, if you got a million enrollees, you pay a lot more than somebody that's got 10,000. And none of the purchasing or the county-based purchasing have complained about the fee.
Mr. Anderson, give your hand up.
Mr. Chairman, just very briefly, Huntley, I see in the bill where it is based on enrollment in the plan, but there's also a $21,500 fee that's still in the bill. It's in the amendment that's adopted. So I think, Representative Hausman, I think that might be what you were referring to, and I guess the concern I would have is whether these county-based purchasing programs can really afford that, or whether, and if not, they're just going to pass it on. Well, in any event, they're going to pass it on to the hospitals there.
Well, again, Mr. Chair, that fee is anytime the state government comes and audits somebody, whoever they're auditing has to pay for the cost of that.
Any further discussion? Then Representative Huntley renews his motion that House File 3809, as amended, be recommended to pass and be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We have now Senate File 3502 by Representative Morrow. Representative Leader, you want to make a motion for the division? Okay, the motion is before us to adopt the division report. Any discussion? Hearing none, then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Representative Leader, would you care to move the bill? Okay, the motion is before us. Representative Morrow,
thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, members, implements of husbandry, as I learned in this session, these are farm vehicles, and the concern is farm vehicles going over our local or county bridges. This bill represents the culmination of some years of negotiation among the Association of Minnesota Counties, County Engineers, and the major farm organizations. All support this bill, all want to see it done, and as MnDOT explained to me, if we did not pass this bill by the end of this session, we're looking at several million dollars in costs because we'll have to post the weight of every bridge in Minnesota. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Any questions to Representative Morrow? Seeing none, then all those in favor of the bill signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Will, did you get everybody? Yeah. Okay, we'll watch the attendance next time very carefully. I think we got everybody that came in. We will probably have at least one more meeting. We've got a couple of bills that have come up. The biggest one probably being the LCCMR bill. With that being said,